Washington is one of four states that will vote on same-sex marriage in just a few weeks, and history is on the line. One of these states could be the first to approve gay marriage by a vote of the people. As the election closes in, it's all hands on deck for the campaigns on both sides.
And this is going to be a tight race. This is going to be a fight all the way to the finish.
Win or lose, I think we've changed the way that the state thinks about this issue, and we've really done remarkable things.
Referendum 74 asks people in Washington to approve or reject same-sex marriage. The campaigns are intensifying efforts to connect with voters, but their strategies are fairly different, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
At a quiet strip mall just off I-5 in Linwood, there's a hair salon, a dry cleaners, a chain pizza restaurant, and campaign headquarters for no on Referendum 74.
This is really nerve central for the entire state.
Chip White is a spokesman for Preserve Marriage Washington. The group opposes same-sex marriage. It gathered more than 250,000 signatures to put Referendum 74 on the ballot. White recently invited reporters to check out their base of operations. It looked pretty bare bones. Just a few volunteers were on hand to sort and stuff voter packets. White was reluctant to let me interrupt their work.
You know, they are really busy. If you want to ask them maybe just their name and their age and what city they're from, but in terms of the Q&A, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, all right.
My name is Kyler Phillips, and I am 23, and I live in Tacoma.
Thanks, Kyler. I appreciate that.
Would it be okay if I asked folks why they decided to volunteer?
Well, I mean, they believe in supporting the traditional definition of marriage as between one man and one woman. But if you'd rather hear Kyler say that, then...
Yeah,
maybe,
I'd love to hear your...
Go ahead and ask her.
What brought you out to volunteer for the campaign?
Because I know that God designed for marriage to be between one man and one woman. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's the way that God intended it for a reason.
Thanks, Kyler. Mm-hmm.
White politely escorted me along. We passed by the woman in charge of their social media. I asked for a quick interview, but they both agreed she was too busy. Instead, White described how they're tapping the network of people who signed petitions to put R-74 to a vote.
So those thousands of volunteers throughout the state, they can be on Facebook, they can be on Twitter, communicating to their friends, their lists, their networks, and using that kind of real personal touch.
White is confident their base will come through.
This is my first time sign making.
On the other side of the issue, supporters of same-sex marriage are feverishly working to reach out to voters they don't already know, to complete strangers.
Hello, this is Rod. I'm a volunteer with Washington United for Marriage. May I speak with Christian? Are you there?
Another hang-up?
Yeah, third in a row.
About 20 volunteers are packed into this office space in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. They make call after call down an automated list of registered voters. The campaign, Washington United for Marriage, has phone banks like this going around the state nearly every evening.
Is there anything you need to know about the referendum to help you make that decision?
Another regular volunteer here is Kyle Bain. He tells me about one of his best calls. It was with an older woman in eastern Washington who was leaning toward a no vote.
We had a great chat. Eventually her husband got on the phone. We had a three-way conversation. We talked for probably over half an hour, and it was really in-depth. I was crying by the end of it. We both shared a lot of personal stories, made a lot of headway.
Bain says by the end of the call, the husband moved from no to undecided. The woman said she'd vote yes. That's known here as a persuasion. The campaign says it's chalked up more than 4,000 calls like that so far. If you compare the visibility of both campaigns, this one, to uphold the marriage equality law, has been much more in the public eye. Supporters started airing TV ads during the Summer Olympics. They've gotten attention from the steady stream of endorsements from big companies like Microsoft and Starbucks. And the campaign's public events calendar is packed with daily events for phone banks, door-to-door canvassing, and other voter outreach. Zach Silk is a campaign manager. He sees a clear difference in strategy between his side and the other.
We've wanted to make this a very public conversation, and they've, it seems, tried to make this a private conversation. We know that it's happening, that they are doing a lot of organizing, but it's very much under the surface.
Chris Plant is manager for the No campaign. He says there's a simple reason why some of their supporters and potential donors want to keep a lower profile.
Because quite frankly, the environment is such that when a corporation or a major donor comes forward on our side, they are harassed. And they are deeply afraid. of the protest and the backlash.
Boycotts have targeted businesses on both sides. Plant brings up what happened with Chick-fil-A this summer. The president of the restaurant chain spoke out against same-sex marriage. Then a boycott and counter-protest erupted outside its doors.
And so, you know, that chilling effect, the intolerance of the other side, for people who want to step out and say that, that is why we don't see the big corporate donors. We rely on the grassroots.
Plant says that Grassroots Network is promoting this campaign in their churches and neighborhoods across the state. But they've steered away from the cold call, phone bank approach the other side is leaning on so heavily to change voters' minds. Another huge difference between the campaigns is money. As of October 17th, the no side has raised less than $2 million. The yes side has raised more than $10 million so far. Plant, on the no side, is on loan from the National Organization for Marriage. The group's helped block same-sex marriage efforts around the country, and it recently dumped some big bucks here in Washington. That helped the campaign air its first TV spot last week, somewhat late in the election cycle. Zach Silk, on the yes side, says they've braced for a big push from the other side during these final weeks.
What we know from past experience is our opponents have a really powerful playbook. They know how to come in big and late, and they did that in California in 2008, and they did it in Maine in 2009, and we expect they'll do the same thing here.
More TV and radio ads from the no side are in the works. Chris Plant says they hope to spend $3 million, but they're on sort of a pay-as-you-go plan. Several recent polls show majority approval for R74. But both campaigns are quick to point out polls in other states also indicated approval for same-sex marriage. But in the end, voters said no. Six states allow gay marriage due to a court ruling or legislative act. Every time it's gone to the ballot, voters have rejected it. That's happened in 30 states so far. Both campaigns are pinning their hopes on the Northwest reputation as a live-and-let-live kind of place. On the one hand, let people keep marriage the way it is. On the other, let people have the freedom to marry who they want. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.